got to get better. Show me what the leaders say. Maybe we should write a letter. Said, dear Mr. Man, we don't understand why poor people keep struggling, but you don't lend a helping hand. Matthew 5:5 say, the meek shall inherit the earth. We wanna be down that way, but you've been tripping since the day of your birth. Who said that to kill is a sin?
So there's no surprise at the rapid pace at which the power guys are moving to try to redefine the concepts through which we reclaim our bodies, allow us to gain a clear understanding of the global statesman and a clear understanding of ourselves. The frenetic pace of their efforts to retake the lost turf of our political belief, our used-to-be regurgitation of the logic and logic in quotes and institutions of class. No surprise at the power guy's attempts to loosen our analytic hold on what is happening to and around us today and for the past 200 years. And this is a firm hold that we're forming now as our own, one that grows from the inside out, from Alice Miller to Proudhon. Clearly, the key propaganda pushes for the global state statesmen in this moment, when for them, nothing is more important than to keep us from coming together globally and discussing our right to our own bodies and to define the future. When, as always, but today critically, when everything depends on maintaining the divisions they make between us, which means essentially for them, conditioning our thought to accept the concepts of slavery and fascism that they give, which means our accepting the notion that the source of the disease is in us, in our supposed greed or ignorance or human nature. And so, on convincing us that both slavery and fascism are divorced from the power of the state, they want to plant enduringly the seed that fascism is about what individuals do as opposed to what the state does. And what the state does is to compel by force the obedience of those it deems subjects, and obedience specifically in co-signing its key messages that support its legitimacy and in renouncing an independent thought process. In The Political Significance of Prince, one of the points I make is that a key reason for the centralization of the state in the aftermath of the French Revolution was to tame, by rendering us uncertain, our inherent sense of justice, by separating us from our key guides to it, to the infinite. The ancestors like Jesus who fought power for us. The earth, and the earth that is our bodies, on which our source continuously exerts her pull, stimulates our memory that we, our energy, our spirit, our everything, diffuse as to time and space, and separate us from each other. The institutions of class are all about creating and maintaining the separations it makes that divorce us from our true power. But Proudhon shows us that this development of essentially hate, which the centralization of the state post-French Revolution represents, moral evil, or to use Alice Miller's non-judgmental language, the repetition compulsion. And the abusiveness of class stimulates this, the reenactment of early childhood trauma and the displacement of its resulting suppressed rage and hate onto the despised other, in attempting to please the parent one hates. We see in Samuel Butler and Zora Neale Hurston, on the other hand, the healthy response that our parakeet gave, making the abuse conscious and speaking out about it, the healthy response that allows continued growth. Now we can recognize that it is the development of hate that is represented by the centralization of the state. A hate that is the seething, restless nucleus of class, which, thanks to Proudhon, we see, expands continuously. As it did 2,000 years ago, so it does today. Although this time, using the means of the global state mechanisms it created with the state's centralization, and of course Nicholas's inventions, making class totalitarian by using the hammer of the economy and aiming it globally, separating us from ourselves, which slavery of any kind, including the kind we are subject to right now, which slavery of any kind accomplishes, is separating us from our power and means separating us from our ownership of justice and leads to moral dissolution, to the loss of any sense of responsibility for one's fellows. All this, the necessary consequence of no longer being the sole owner of one's own body. And though the state proclaims itself the sole adjudicator of justice, every baby born knows better.
Ain't nothing affirmative about your actions till the people get paid. Your 1,000 years are up, now you got to share the land. Section 1, the 14th Amendment says, no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty or property without due process of law. Mr. May, we want to end this letter with three words. We tired of y'all. Tired.